And we are pleased now to be joined on the show by Executive Director of the North Platte Public Schools Foundation, and that is Terry Burchill. How you doing, Terry?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I almost didn't get your mic up in time There you are sitting in front of a mic, and I'm like, look at my board. And I was like, I need to slide that little slider up there so the folks can hear you. We appreciate you coming in here. Don't have a whole lot of time here, but we do have some things to talk about. Notably, last week, you sent out a release about your latest Distinguished Alumni honorees, going to be celebrated here in July. So tell us about those and the event coming up in July.
Yes. Our Evening of Excellence Diamonds and Disco Glam event will be on July 25th. Tickets will go on sale May 15th. We've got three amazing distinguished alumni, two of them judges, Judge Angie Snyder, who resides now in New Mexico, and Judge Barbara Heiser, who I believe spends time between Colorado and Texas. So I believe Colorado for most of her part time. And then we have superintendent from D.C. West on the other end of the state, Melissa Paulnick. I always mess up her name. I gotta
ask her. Is it pronounced Paulnick?
I'm not for sure.
Yeah, I pronounce it Polonsic.
Polonsic. I like it. I think you're right. I think it's Polonsic.
I hope it is. I kind of guessed on that.
I think you're right. Yeah. A lot of people here in town would know her as Missy Thompson. Her parents are still here. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to recognize them. They've done some amazing things in their careers. And I'm excited. I think this is the first time we've had actually three women being recognized at one time. That wasn't an intent. It just ended up happening that way.
It's not like you didn't have any men candidates. It's just that these kind of stood out.
They did. We have a committee that looks at all of the nominations, which you can go on anytime to nominate an alumni. They have to have been graduated for at least 5 years.
Okay.
And then there's different categories. And on the website, mppsf.org gives you the different categories: business, law, healthcare, humanitarian, and just even giving back to the community, North Platte itself, or to their own community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of great things happening with the Bulldog alumni out there, and we'd love to share more stories. So visit our website and nominate your classmate.
And the event itself is happening on Friday, July 25th at Venue 304. And there's going to be some disco playing, huh?
There will be some disco playing.
Man, I got to stop by that, man. I grew up at the height of the disco era, man.
Yeah, we thought it'd be a little bit different and something fun.
I remember a song by Chic called Le Freak, and that was kind of the height of the disco area.
I remember that song.
And I'm kind of like, that's got to be a part of it, make sure you get that Le Freak in there.
I will get that one for sure.
BGs will be prominent, no doubt, right?
Yes.
So what all is going to take place that evening then?
So that evening, we will kick off our silent auction probably the week or two before. We've got some exciting stuff that we're putting together.
Sounds good.
We'll also have a live auction. We'll recognize the three donors. Ticket sales always go to our scholarship for what we call the Future Distinguished Alumni Scholarship. So that's where we put ticket sales. And then the auction items go to support our programs within the foundation that we try to do, the Prepared to Learn Fund, it's homework club, everything that's in there. So this year, one of those things we're doing is our Level Up ACT program that the high school is doing this year and supporting some of those students with some of those funds. So
sounds like a fun evening.
It is a fun evening. We usually try to tell a few stories about what's going on in the school and ways that they can help. So very exciting event and always a good turnout. We try to recognize also a community supporter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's an individual or sometimes that's a company that has helped us be able to achieve what we've accomplished in the last year. So,
and I assume your honorees will be there and give a little speech.
They will be there. Mm-hmm. All three of them. We're very excited about that. We didn't know if we would get all three, but they're all coming to town.
I think that's always inspiring when you hear from past graduates that have been successful in whatever field they chose. And it looks like you got some good ones this year that can have some stories from the bench, mainly.
Yes.
That would be interesting. I'm sure they could tell you some stories, huh?
Yes, I believe they could tell you some stories.
Yeah. You wanted to touch on a couple other things?
Yeah. So we're going to have a celebration at the high school. Our ACT scores have been doing amazingly well, and they've been increasing. And in part, because of the John Baylor program that the high school helps the students and the teachers be able to help the students do better on their test. Because who likes to take a test?
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. After I took my last one in college, it was like, that's it. No more test.
Yeah.
Then I found out that life is a continuing test. It's kind of like, well, you never completely get away from taking tests. You have those almost every day, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. Challenges.
And so isn't it kind of fun sometimes when you have to take those tests if you have kind of a reward at the end of that test?
Absolutely.
So we are rewarding students, and it is a little bit... I don't know. Anyway, if they get a 25 or above, their name will be in a drawing for an iPad. If they get 30 and above, their name will be in a drawing for a MacBook Air.
You're talking ACT scores?
Yeah, ATC scores.
I don't even remember what my SAT or ACT was. I just know that colleges, I didn't put out too many applications, but they said, you qualify, no problem. So it must have been okay.
Anyway. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, and, I don't know if you realized it, but our schools now in Nebraska, they're judged by our ACT scores. That's how our rankings happen across the
state. They take an average of everyone that takes it, basically, and that's how you're
Yeah, so you may need improvement, good, great, or excellent.
Yeah.
And so so it's very important for every student to take the test, no matter if they're going to college or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've really tried to make it so that they want to take the test. And so that's worked out pretty well.
Well, that's good. And then one other thing you want to mention?
Yeah. Too? So next week, starting Sunday, which I think there's a chance of rain on Sunday, but Super Suds and the Foundation have partnered up. And starting on April 27th, each day, a different elementary school will benefit from people getting their car washed. So they're going to give 10% back to that building. So we're very excited about that. Rain dates will be the following week. So if it is pouring rain on Sunday, which would be a really good thing for our area, honestly.
Well, right now it says high of 80, chance of showers. And, of course, I don't know how much of a chance. Really, Saturday is looking to be really excellent chance. But Sunday, maybe, backing off a little. It's not showing rain on the picture anyway. That's what I'm going off. It just says chance of showers and breezy.
Well, perfect. Then everybody's going to want to get their car washed because it will
But
have
if it changes, don't blame me, okay?
That's all. Okay.
All right.
Just we will not hold you.
Just say it's Corey's fault because he told me it was going to be a nice day. There is a chance. There's always a chance, okay?
There is always a chance. Isn't that the truth?
When's that? When and where again on that?
April 27th through May 3rd at Super Suds Car Wash.
Oh, so each day?
Each day. All week.
Okay.
A different school.
What are the hours on
All day. That's a great question. I should know what time Super Suds is opened and closed.
Okay.
And I don't know that. And that is the automatic car washer. They call it the tunnel. It doesn't include the services that are right beside there.
Where's that located at?
That is over by the hospital on, that would be Francis Leota. Wow, I can drive you there.
Just go over by the hospital.
Go over by the hospital, the new construction of the physical therapy area, Super Suds.
Super Suds,
121 West Leota.
Okay.
They're open 8 to 6.
They're open 8 to 6.
Yes, every day. They're open on Sundays now, which is new. So we're very excited.
So you said, did you say donation for that?
No,
or?
Super Suds is making the donation.
Okay.
You pay for the car wash. And
you pay for the car wash and they give a portion of it.
Yep.
To the schools.
10% will come back to the schools, including if you already have a membership.
Okay.
They will take that in account and they will send the money over to the schools.
Okay. Sounds great. Anything else that you had on your mind you wanted to mention here before we skip out?
No, just Give Day's coming up. I know that's opening up, I believe, today. Yep, April 23rd. Early giving for Give Day, May 7th. So appreciate you having me.
Terry Burchill with the North Platte Public Schools Foundation has been our guest.